Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 12th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Canadian international students take note, no more flag polling. Canadian international students should take note of recent changes in the post-graduation work permit, PGWP, application process. The Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada has eliminated the option of obtaining of a PGWP at the port of entry, known as flag polling. Now, international students must apply for their permit from within Canada and wait for processing. This change follows other recent adjustments, including increased cost of living requirements and restrictions on work hours for international students. While the policy aims to improve application fairness, concerns remain about processing times and potential impacts on applicants. To learn more about these changes and how they may affect international students, visit CanadianVisaLawyer.com.
Ultimate Sacrifices by David Seltzer. David Seltzer's riveting political thriller, Ultimate Sacrifices, is now available nationwide. The novel follows Arizona Senator Victoria A. Lincoln as she navigates the treacherous waters of American politics, facing personal and political battles along the way. With themes of justice, equality, and political violence, the story challenges readers to reflect on current societal issues. Through well-drawn characters and an engaging plot, Seltzer's novel promises to captivate fans of political thrillers and those interested in power dynamics and justice. Ultimate Sacrifices is available in hardcover, paperback, and ebook formats, inviting readers to delve into a world of suspense, drama, and political commentary. Sonoro Gold Corp updates shareholders on Mexican mining policy and Cerro Caliche project prospects. Sonoro Gold Corp Chairman John Darche recently updated shareholders on the evolving Mexican mining policy and the prospects of the Cerro Caliche project. With the new administration in Mexico showing a more favorable stance towards the extractive industry, the project's future expansion is unlikely to be affected by any proposed bans on new open-pit concessions. The company's 2023 preliminary economic assessment revealed that the project's resources could support a 9-year open-pit heap leach mining operation, with significant improvements in potential economics due to the rise in gold prices. Sonoro Gold Corp remains strategically positioned to capitalize on the Cerro Caliche project's robust potential amidst changing regulatory and market conditions.
Connects 360 introduces political power up, revolutionizing campaign strategy. Connects 360 introduces political power up, a revolutionary omnichannel solution for political candidates in the upcoming elections. This male-centric product enhances engagement levels, amplifies visibility, and drives impactful results. With political power up, a single direct mail piece can generate 10 to 20 times more impressions across social and online channels, reaching a diverse audience. This solution utilizes 9 cutting-edge technologies to extend campaign reach, delivering real impact and results. Empowering candidates with innovative strategies, Connects 360 is dedicated to fostering meaningful connections and driving campaign success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.